Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Monday, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media the day after his team lost to the Indianapolis Colts. His time with the media started with a question about the injury status of Dwayne Brown, who injured his left knee during the onside kick attempt in the fourth quarter.
The initial test came back fine, but I think he's going to be day-to-day as we work through the week. He's pretty sore, has some swelling and stuff, so you know, I can let you probably know more Wednesday, but the initial test as far as looking for some type of damage came back, okay.
Was it a knee, ankle?
That's a knee. Yeah, happened, I think, the last play of the game or the next to last play of the game, I'm not sure.
Any other injury update today?
No, he's pretty much it. Bowman getting an x-ray, and got a couple of guys sick today, but other than that, no, that's where we're at.
What are your thoughts here 24 hours later, yeah, looking at tape and seeing what you went through and how you feel today about things?
It hasn't changed, Mark. I mean, you know, you're watching, two different football games, you know, and you don't want to watch one. You love watching the other one. But a lot of good things going on first half, a very, very good half football all around as a football team. And then the second half, just a lot of inconsistencies in what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, when you do that or you start that, you know, it started a little bit with the turnover and it started spreading throughout the group, and we kind of all took our turns. And, we punted twice yesterday, but we gave them the ball five times because you had three turnovers. So when you start doing that, we did that in the second half. This team's way too good, and all of a sudden they take control of the football game.
Gary, you've been in situations on teams that mm-hmm. you just feel like you're going to win the game no matter what.
Yeah.
And it seems like things build, you know, either going downhill or you're getting things done. How do you get that turned around collectively?
No, you're right. I mean, it's a mindset. It's a frame of mind, and that's something we're trying to find right here with this football team. I know one thing. I know we believe we can win every week that we go out. We got to find a way to make the plays when we're in these close, good football games and to come out on top, and good teams do that. This team we played yesterday, to me, is a great example of, you know, when I sit there and listen to them after the game, and all they talk about was how the first half was no big deal. Let's just go play the second half and find a way to win today. And that's what you got to find in this league. And, regardless, like when I look at the game in the second half, regardless of all the poor things that we did and the bad things that happened, you're still sitting there, you know, with every opportunity to win the game. I mean, almost three times. So, that's my job. Like I said, I told you guys yesterday, I've got to find some consistency in the group. I've got to get them to the point where they make those plays when they're in pressure situations and crunch time. I've got to make the right call to get them over the top. Those things all go together, but it starts with me. And we just got to keep battling, stay focused, stay positive, demand out of each other, and find a way to get that done.
Coach, after Dante had the big hit on a die,
yeah. The
guys were out of place. What did you tell them after that play?
Well, I told them that there's an example of I took an example of their team and our team at that point. And we make a big play. We have a big hit. We should be excited. I mean, everybody should be excited. That's a great play. But you got to refocus. I mean, that's your job to make those plays. So you got to go back and come make it again. And then you're looking at a team, 11-0 football team, that gets one of their players, gets the heck knocked out of him, and nobody lost focus. They went right to the line of scrimmage and made a 30-some-yard play that got their team going. So, and that's what this, you know, like I say, that's what this game's about, staying focused regardless, high, low, what happened, keep playing the game. And to me, we not only lost our focus for that next play, it happened for a couple of plays in that drive. We had a couple of issues in that drive.
Gary, you say it starts with you and it's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. What do you think the ratio is for players taking responsibility versus coaches and accountability and that sort of thing?
Well, we all carry our weight. I mean, we all have our part to do. But, I got to worry about myself. I got to continue to look and say, okay, in this game, why couldn't I get us to move the ball in the second half? Why couldn't I find a play that would get us going again in the second half like we did in the first half? I mean, we didn't punt. We didn't punt the first possession of the second half neither. And, but we needed a play to get over the top. I got to worry about me. You know, can I get the defense going coming out of the locker room? We came out of the locker room, we didn't play with the same intensity we did in the first half. So that's my job. And so I got to worry about myself. They got to look in the mirror and worry about themselves too. And we got to all do our part to find a way to be successful.
Gary, one thing you could count on the last 2 years playing well at home. Y'all have been bad at home. How bad do you feel?
Yeah, we've lost some tough games at home, John. And, you know, you need to win at home in this league and find a way to go on the road. And, you know, they always say split on the road or still road games. But we need to be better than we've been at home. And, well, we got two more left here. We need to play better in those games and, you know, find a way to get over the top from that standpoint. But obviously we haven't done it this year here at Reliant.
Gary, the last touchdown run that they had, he shed tackles.
Yeah.
Look at that on tape.
I saw frustration. You know, I saw three plays of great effort in stopping them, and then I saw frustration. I saw three guys trying to strip the football instead of just making the play. But I didn't see a lack of effort on anybody's part. We just need to make the tackle.
Do you feel like this is a time for your leaders to step up and make?
Well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. When you have a diversity. You know, people either get strong or weak, and we need a lot of strong people around here right now and need some guys to step up as we move forward.
When you look at your team and you see that they just can't seem to win close games, they always come out in the losing end of there. Is there one thing you can put your finger on there, or what? How can you change? Is there any way you can change that?
I wish there was one thing I could put my finger on, you know. But, no, I can't right now. I'm searching. You're right. We've been in a lot of very close games this year, and we have struggled to make the play to get over the top. I think yesterday was a little different. I see yesterday's game different. I think we, you know, like I said, I thought we were as good as we've been all year, and then I thought we might have been as bad as we've been all year for a half. So I saw it a little bit different than the other previous two.
Other than Dwayne, did anybody get hurt?
Do what?
Other than...
No, that's where we're at today, John. That's where we're at today.
With Jacksonville coming up, last chance to win a second game in the division, keep from getting swept. Is it good you're playing another division game to get the focus? Is it easier to refocus against a team like that?
No, I think regardless of who we're playing, John, we've got to find another level of focus, I guess is the way I would explain it, because obviously the one we've had the past few weeks hasn't gotten us a W. So regardless of Jacksonville, who we're playing, as I said yesterday, I think we got to find a way to win our sixth game. We got to stay focused on who we're playing, not look at the big picture, not look at the last five. We got to stay focused on the next game and trying to figure out a way to fix our issues.
Are you worried about the mood?
Yeah, I guess I'm concerned about it. I mean, I'm concerned about everybody. A lot of people in this building working very hard, coaches, people in this building that deserve some success, and those players are a big part of that. They're the ones that have to go find it for everybody. So obviously they're very, very down today. Everybody's very down today. But you can't feel sorry for yourself for very long. You gotta go get ready to play.
Gary, you said you were frustrated before. Are you surprised at the way y'all would make so many mistakes at key times this late in the season?
What happened in the second half, I'm very, very concerned about, John, because like I said, I see this game a little bit different than I see the last two. Doesn't mean I'm right. That's the way I see it. I just don't like the way we played in the second half. Our attention to detail, the little things that we did right in the first half, and then you don't go do them right in the second half. The mistakes that we made, just that hasn't been us. We haven't made a lot of mistakes. We've come up some plays short, but some of the mistakes we made in that game, that sent us in the wrong direction, just didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Coach, players mentioned that here we go again feeling. Yeah. They haven't mentioned that all season. That was something that was, you know, regular phrase in the past. What happened yesterday?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were asking me something.
Feeling.
Well, there's always going to, you know, unfortunately, in sports and you're competing and you're playing a tough 16-game schedule, if you go through rough patches, there may be a few guys that start to say stuff like that. What we have to do is weed through that, weed through those people and have strong people and people that are positive and people that are strong to move forward to get a job done. So, you know, if we've got some of that going on, I got to find it and I got to make sure it doesn't happen.
Did you get a sense of that, okay, it's Peyton Manning, so he's automatically going to come back. Why wouldn't they just think, well, hey, we pounded them the first half, we can pound them the second half?
No, I totally agree with you, Tom. I called him up on the sidelines when we were up 20-14 because you could sense some of the, you know, some of the feeling of, oh, God, what's going on here, instead of, hey, let's go out there and make the next play. And that's something I talk to him about all the time. I mean, you got to get through that. You've got to fight through that stuff, and you've got to be positive in your approach, and or you're not going to go out there and make those plays that make a difference.
Gary, there's a lot of fans that you can imagine ready to abandon ship after the last three. How can you give them hope not to give up based on what's happened?
Well, I mean, John, I don't have any magic words for them. I mean, I'm as disappointed as they are, and the players are too. But like I said, it's not a lack of effort. I mean, guys are busting their tail. It obviously was not clean. We got a lot of football left to play, and I believe in those guys. I believe in the coaches. I told y'all that over and over again, and I know they're going to come back battling their tail off. You know, I'm expecting them to step up and play well this weekend. You know, I'm disappointed yesterday like everybody else, but I can't wait for the next Sunday.
Right quick, Jacksonville won, beat you in that first game. They beat you in overtime there last year. Looking at them, they're still in the race. What have they been able to do to get to where they are?
Well, first, without going back and looking at them today, John, which I haven't gotten into them yet, obviously they've got one player that's a big-time difference maker in this league. I mean, he touches the ball running it, he touches it carrying it, and he's kind of taking their team on his back here over the course of the last month. So that's the obvious thing that stands out. They're very young on defense. It looks like they've really made a lot of improvements since the first time we played them. It's a different scheme for us. So, you know, they're sitting there 6-5 with a lot of opportunities, and we're a game behind them, so it's a very big game for both of us.
Gary, after looking at the tape, how do you assess Matt Schaub's play yesterday?
I thought he was excellent the first. I like the team, Mark. He was excellent the first half. He struggled in the second half when we made the mistake with the ball, trying to make the big play there, and I thought it led to some other issues. I mean, he kept battling, kept playing, but obviously, he knows he's got to play better for us to be successful.